On the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, my Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, and that you hear me. I adore your profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins, and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. In the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, he says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, so that we should be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will. This text from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians highlights the idea that you and I have a calling, a divine calling, a vocation, that we have been singled out by the Lord, even though for some of you it may not be the case. But you know, in the depths of our hearts, in the intimacy with the Lord, we realize that we are in the world, not at random, but there's a reason. It is a purpose-driven life. Even as he chose us in Christ, before the beginning of time, a calling to what? Vocare, to be called, a calling to sanctity, chosen. You know, we are in the mind of the Lord even before our parents were born. It is something that we do not normally think about, but that's the truth. With a supernatural outlook, with faith, we realize that we are in the world because God has desired, has wished to call us into existence. As I was saying, that the Christian faith fundamentally is not man seeking God, but prior to that is God seeking man. It is always the Lord who takes the initiative, who makes the first step. And even the very idea of, the fact that you are attending a retreat, it is because the Lord has drawn you to him. Yes, you make a decision. You make a decision to pray, to go to Mass, to attend a retreat, to go to confession. At the end of the day, it's because the Lord, in his infinite mercy, is drawing you closer and closer to him. We ask ourselves, what is the purpose of my life? What is my personal vocation? Perhaps, some of you already know what your calling is, and the only thing you have to do is to be faithful, to respond, to persevere, and to be generous in that response of faith to God. But all of us have that calling. A calling that, you know, we discern not just when we were, 17 years old or 19 years old, but at any stage in life, it is never too late. It is never too late to discern, Lord, what is your will for my life? It is important to discern God's will because it gives meaning and sense of purpose to everything that we do. Otherwise, we would just be in the surface of things, perhaps doing good things like, professional pursuits, a career, taking care of our family, having friends or social life, travels, our rest good. But is that it? Are you happy with that? What is the common thread? What connects everything, the past, the present, and the future, is the call. And so it is important to discern, Lord, what is it that you want of me? You know, looking back into the past, there are many events in our life that offhand seem to be, you know, just an isolated event, unrelated, no connection. But then, looking back in retrospect with the eyes of faith, now that you are with Christ, you discover that actually those things, including the painful events, the hurts, the tremendous trials perhaps that you have overcome, they were not meaningless. They form part of the bigger picture. They follow a pattern. And in the words of Saint Jose Maria, Digitus Dei est hic, I can see the hands of God here. I can see the hands of God. It's like, you know, a jigsaw puzzle, which you might have played with your family, with kids. And last Christmas, I was with some friends. I was in Mexico. And somebody brought out this jigsaw puzzle with 2,000 pieces. And the challenge is to reconstitute, to form the figure. It's not easy, but it's a collaboration of many people for several days. But we manage to. I say this because those little tiles or pieces that you don't know, where should it go? It doesn't make sense here or there. You transfer, you move it. But with patience, over time, everything comes into its place. Similarly, in our life, that thing that happened to you when you were like 15 years old, this thing that happened to you when you were 31 years old, everything falls into place. God is there. God is there. And again, discerning and discovering and fulfilling and responding to that call is important because it gives a sense of direction in our life. Otherwise, we would be like those men and women out there who may be good, but they are at the same time lost, groping in the dark, not knowing what to do. Lord, what is it that you want of my life? You know, there's a painting of Caravaggio in Rome, where I used to go to the University of Santa Croce, Holy Cross. Very near, there's a church of San Luigi dei Francesi in Rome. And in the chapel called Contarelli, there's a painting of Caravaggio called The Vocation of Matthew. In that masterpiece, you know, Caravaggio depicts the moment when the Lord Jesus enters the dark room and made a gesture of calling Matthew, the tax collector, the publican. And those, you know, masterpieces that seems to talk to you, alive, dynamic, moving. And Matthew, like, saying, me? Are you calling me? Are you pointing at me? And yes, I'm calling you. And so there's a contrast between the divine grace of the Lord and the unworthiness of Matthew, that he is a very unlikely candidate to be one of the apostles. But he was called by the Lord. Miserando et elegendo, that is the pontifical motto of Pope Francis. He looked at him with mercy and he chose him. And so that highlights the idea that no one of us is deserving to be a disciple of Christ. Not by human standards, not because of our talents, but because of God's mercy, period. Because of his love, a love that is boundless. And to that call of the Lord, We try to respond. Our whole life is an act of gratitude and generosity. Ecce ego Dominic, we are broadcasting. Lord, here I am, because you have called me. The vocation to what? Called to do something. Yes, to do something, but more than that is to be someone. To be a Christian through and through. And that means sanctity. Even as I chose us in Christ before the beginning of the world, so that we be holy and blameless. Of course, we are not blameless. We are not flawless. Only the Blessed Virgin Mary is immaculate. But when the Lord said, be you perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, he is not referring to the perfection of God, which is only God precisely can have that perfection. But within our human limitation, when the Lord said, be you perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, in simple terms, it means try your best, be earnest. Be earnest in your prayer, in the practice of your faith, in the virtues. Be generous in your, you know, deeds of charity, you know, spirit of sacrifice. And that's what sanctity is all about, a calling to become a saint. And saints are not people, as Pope Benedict would say, are those we imagine to be on the altars. Those figurines or like, you know, statues of saints that are with halo and, you know, impeccable purity. No, that's not real. Saints are people who have fallen, and yet, because of their humility and contrition and faith in God, they rose back, they fall again, they struggle. They failed, and they began again. They tripped over, and they rose back, ran again. That's how saints are. And so the vocation, being called by God to live our life as best we can, fully incorporated to Christ, a participation in the life of the Blessed Trinity. We are not worthy, of course. We are not worthy to be called. No one is. But that's not the point. If we were going to follow the human standards, we would not be qualified. But because the logic of God is not the logic of man, you have a vocation. God calls you. Going back to the painting of Caravaggio, Matthew is not worthy. He's a publican. And people murmured for, you know, the fact that he, kind of, Jesus mingled with him. But the logic of God is different. And so, yes, in some sense, we are unworthy. But we all are objects of God's mercy. And the Lord counts each one of us to be a saint and to help spread the message, the gospel of Christ. To begin with, let me, you know, backtrack a little bit. The fact that we are in the world, the gift of life itself is a gift. It is a tremendous gift that oftentimes we take for granted. Because we think about, you know, making sure that we have, you know, enough finances, income, that we stay healthy, that we're able to, you know, provide for our families. Okay, fine, that's expected, and that should be the case. But at the same time, not to forget the fact that we are able to do all these things because in the first place, we are in the world. The gift of life. Lord, thank you for that. I take that for granted. For many people, life is, you know, a portrait of miseries, so many negativities and challenges and, you know, but with faith in God and precisely seeing life with a perspective of eternity, we see that it has a tremendous value. La vita è bella, as the Italians would say, even though it has, you know, trials and challenges. And for all of this, you know, At the end of the day, it's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life. A life worth living. But living not for myself, not for my selfishness or egoism, but living it to serve God, to glorify the Lord, to serve others. Lord, if in the past I have, wasted so many years of, in my egoism and ignorance, if in the past, Lord, I went, kind of wayward, lost, full of doubts and rebellious, it's not too late. It is never too late to begin again. Respond, discern what is God's call for you, and say yes to Him. Say yes to Him. For some people, learn to discern their vocation early on in life. Others, a bit later, but every person has that unique encounter with the Lord. Saint Jose Maria Escrivá, the Father of Opus Dei, when he was barely 15 years old, the family at that time, his family was living in Logroño. And one winter day, heavy snowstorm, looking out of the window, he saw footprints under snow. And the boy, it made him kind of pensive and reflect, because nobody in his, right mind would walk barefoot on the snow. But in this case, yes, as an act of penitence of a monk. And so the boy said, "This man of God is doing this for the Lord. What am I doing? What am I doing?" And so kind of that's little, event that eventually had a profound impact in his itinerary in life and vocation. That was the beginning of what he called the presentiment, the inkling, that there's something special God had in store for him. He didn't know what it was. And for 11 long years, up until 1928, he was making his own the words of the blind man of Bartimaeus of Jericho. "Domine ut via, Lord, open my eyes. Make me see." And it was only 1928 when the Lord made him realize that he was being chosen by God to found Opus Dei, whose message precisely is to announce the core message of the gospel, that all men and women are called to a life of sanctity, the universal vocation to holiness. Every person is unique and repeatable. Even the fraternal twins, even the identical twins, they are not the same. And as I was telling you earlier, this book of Eugene Boylan, The Tremendous Lover, telling us that, there is something that only you can do, and that is the love of God. Any other thing that you do, somebody else can do it better. But the one thing that no one else can substitute is the love that you have for the Lord. So give it to Him. Responding to that call, to respond with faith, with hope, and with love. And it is a personal encounter with the Lord. And in our retreat, in our prayer, in the Holy Communion, those are moments of encounter with the Lord in a very special way. An encounter that should bring about a real change. It's a transformative. Otherwise, they would just be, a routine encounter. It's tangential. It doesn't make a difference. No. Let it be a life-changing encounter of the Lord. Of course, it all depends on God's grace, but also we need to respond to that. And so reflect on your life. There is that aha. You realize there's a realization, an aha moment. I didn't think of it that way, but now I realize that at the end of the day, it's God leading me to this and that. That nothing really in this world happens purely by accident. To respond to that call with faith, Lord. Me to imagine that I'm going to become a saint is like a joke. But it is not a joke. I mean, God calls. When God calls, one of the first conclusions that we can draw is that it is not impossible. Because the Lord never raises false expectations. He doesn't deceive anyone. And so the vocation to sanctity is something that applies not just to humanity in general, but to you, you with your name. Despite who you are, despite your past, because we are not defined by our past mistakes. There's always conversion. There's hope. There's a new beginning. There's a silver lining behind the dark clouds of human miseries. God believes in you. But you've got to believe in yourself. And for certain, there are kind of sometimes, well, there are trials and uncertainties in life. That's normal. That's normal for as long as we are on earth. And so to respond and trusting the Lord, trusting the Lord. Lord, I don't see everything. And sometimes this turn of events doesn't make any sense. My natural reaction is to rebel, to complain. But I know, Lord, that there is a reason behind this. As some philosophers of the modern contemporary times, that the existentialists, that there's a sufficient reason, there's a reason for everything that happens. There's a reason for everything. Naturally, that response to God's call requires realigning our life. To realign our life, Lord, so that my life truly becomes coherent with my, in accord with the life of Christ. Because I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. Lord, that vocation has been there from the beginning, but I have not been paying attention to it. And even those of us who may have discovered our vocation and yet we may not have been living it really wholeheartedly. And so for us, for people who already know their vocation with moral certainty, also there's room for conversion. There's room for conversion. Of course, we can always improve. Room for conversion. And letting go of those things that stand in the way of our call. As Saint Jose Maria said in Spanish, aparta de mi Señor, todo lo que me aparta de ti. Take away from me, Lord, anything that takes me away from you. And even though I am attracted to the idea of becoming a saint, and yet I find myself rather lazy, unable to put into practice my resolutions, but Lord, help me, help me. It is possible. I want to respond with generosity, wholeheartedly, to that call. And it's the only thing that gives full meaning in my life, a sense of direction. And then, day in and day out, when, you know, we wake up, perhaps unable to sleep well the night before, and yet we need to attend to so many things, the daily grind, meetings, having to go here and there. Or and then for us, for people who go to Mass, do their prayer, mental prayer, rosary, they can be, little things can be costly. Even, you know, taking a shower or throwing the trash, closing the door. Tiny things that we are surprised sometimes. I find myself, Lord, rather sluggish. But with vocational sense in life, everything falls into place. And it is like a driving motor. It is an engine. It is a driving force. Oh, I know. I have to do this. It requires sacrifice, but this is in keeping with my vocation. This is how I respond. And that provides a sense of direction. That's how I fulfill my life. No other way, no other way. And the Lord is, you know, helping us. Right now, at this moment, God continues to seek and knock at the door of our hearts and calling us, helping us, forgiving us, giving us all the grace that we need. That calling, that vocation is, I said, not just to do something, but to be someone. Before we can even do deeds or charity or do apostolate or do an excellent work, first, our identity. Who am I? I'm a Christian, a child of God, called by the Lord to sanctify. And so to be convinced of that, and good to bring it to her prayer time and again. A writer wrote that we only live once, but once is enough if we do it right. Once is enough, we do it right. And so the single most important thing in our life is that, to want what God wants, to act as God would have you act. The perfect correspondence between who and what you are and who and what God wants you to be. Sanctity is no other than conforming, aligning our life, our thoughts, our sentiments, our desires, our plans, our projects to God's will. Again, we are not perfect, but the constant. There's a healthy tension. There's a struggle, a beginning again and again. And for a child of God, seeking to fulfill his will, nothing is insignificant. Every little thing has an eternal dimension. And Saint Jose Maria tells us to live con los ojos de eternidad, to live with an eyes of eternity. Because what we do, our thoughts, our deeds, our actions, they do have eternal consequences. Seek first the kingdom of God and all and his justice, and all these things shall be given you besides. And so the first, the essential, the one thing that cannot be put off for any other thing is fidelity to the Lord. We have to live a life full of God, centered on Christ. It's a Christ-centered life. Everything else, our health, our sickness, well-being, our strengths, successes, and failures, they are, of course, they have importance, but they have relative kind of importance, circumstances, occasions. They're means for us to return to God, to follow the path carved out for us by the Lord. And we conclude this meditation turning to our Blessed Mother once again. She led the way for us, and when she was like around 15 years old, she received a call, a singular call from the Lord through the Archangel Gabriel, who announced to her vocation from eternity, because she was chosen by God to become the mother of our Savior. And Our Lady, full of faith, put herself entirely at the service of God's plans of salvation and kind of captured, synthesized in that word, fiat, fiat, let it be done to me according to thy word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you how to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.